morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can join our conversation. You can call, text at the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined this first segment of this hour by author Doug Haynes is here, and he is out with a new book, and it is called Wisconsin GOP History, A Coloring Book. And when I saw this email come in, I was so curious. Doug Haynes, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me on. It's kind of exciting to share my new book.
Why a coloring book?
Well, you know, I'm a visual artist, and so I do like to think in pictures. And actually, the inspiration came, I saw a call for entries from the Wisconsin Museum of Art, which is in West Bend, and they were having an exhibition in Milwaukee. And so the call for entries was about political art. And I was like, oh, I could do this. And it's not my first coloring book. So I actually, I did one of State Street a few years back during
very
the pandemic.
Very cool. Well, we don't have time to go through every single page of your coloring book. So we're going to kind of condense things a little bit. And let's start with 1862, Old Abe in Battle.
So my great-great-grandfather was a soldier from Wisconsin. He was in what was called the Iron Brigade. And so he was actually, Old Abe was associated with a different unit, but Old Abe is such a symbol of Wisconsin. And I guess Old Abe and the Civil War belong in the coloring book because the Republicans were, one of their founding issues was abolition of slavery.
Yep.
And so there they are doing the deed that, you know, the taking action, I guess. I don't know how my great-great-grandfather voted, but he did sign up. He volunteered to be in the Civil War.
To fight for the Union.
In Wisconsin, yep. As a Wisconsin unit.
Yep.
The expression on Wisconsin was first shouted on the battlefield.
Wow.
As like encouragement for soldiers. And it eventually became a football fight song, but.
And puts money in Paul McCartney's pocket every time it's played publicly.
So the Old Abe that you mentioned in your coloring book, Old Abe was a bald eagle kept as a mascot of the 8th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry Regiment. Old Abe was a source of pride for Union troops and a target when spotted by Confederate soldiers. So they took the eagle with them.
Yes, they did. And he was kind of an inspiration to those. I mean, you can imagine the hardships of the battlefield. And they, Old Abe was one of them. And there were moments where he was flying over the soldiers and it had to be quite a sight to see.
Is this well documented about this? I have never heard of this before.
Old Abe the Eagle. So Old Abe, the original eagle, there was a fire in the Capitol, and Old Abe's body was preserved, but then it was destroyed by the fire. They have a replica of Old Abe in the Capitol. And they also, if you're at Camp Randall Stadium, there's like an arch in memory of the soldiers. And above the arch in Camp Randall, there's a stone Old Abe kind of up above that arch.
That's so fascinating. It really is. Doug Haynes is our guest. He's the author of a new coloring book. It's called Wisconsin GOP History, A Coloring Book. We're going to jump up to 1894, Doug, to academic freedom. University of Wisconsin professor Richard Eli was attacked as a college anarchist for his progressive views on labor and economics. An inquiry was launched and Eli was defended with the quote below, "Whatever may be the limitations which trammel inquiry elsewhere, we believe that the great state University of Wisconsin should ever encourage that continual and fearless sifting and winnowing by which alone the truth can be found."
I love the way they talk back then.
I know. And so our long history of being at the forefront education goes way back to the 1800s.
And this that quote that is there in the book is that's inscribed in bronze and a plaque on Bascom Hall. That's and so it's it remains the motto of the University of Wisconsin. So the Republicans at this point are, there's a progressive wing of the Republican Party, and they're all for figuring out ways that they can use their knowledge to advance the citizens of the state. And Eli was one of on the forefront of that. He was kind of out there, and eventually he became the subject of an attack. Oliver Wells was a Democrat, and he kind of led the charge against Eli, and that came up short. The kind of defense Richard Eli was unanimous by the board. But at that time, they didn't have tenure in the way that we do now. So this kind of protection of academic freedom is kind of a cornerstone that kind of has held firm, I guess.
I mean, Doug, if you could make a whole companion, make a spin-off coloring book about the Republican Party, like, and then the slow rot.
The changes.
I mean,
we haven't gotten to that page yet, but the slow rot is going to come.
Okay.
Page number.
So this is only 1894.
Exactly. So we take a big jump in the next page we're going to talk about in your coloring book, 1950.
Oh, boy.
Joe McCarthy and the Red Scare. U.S. Senator Joe McCarthy, known for accusing people without basis of being known communists. Many lives were ruined until he was finally censured in 1954. If you've never seen the movie Zelig about the Red Scare, it's really, really a good film.
Yeah. So have you no decency, sir?
That's right. And Joe McCarthy took the seat of fighting Bob La Follette. So he was a senator prior to Joe McCarthy.
Yeah.
Eventually, Joe McCarthy gets censured, and William Proxmire takes that seat after him. But, fighting Bob was originally a Republican, and he was in the progressive wing of the Republican Party. Eventually, he ran for president as a progressive candidate, and unfortunately, he didn't win that 1924 race. But Joe McCarthy, not a lot of nice things to say about him. And at that time, censure worked. Apparently, the Senate had their wits about them, and they're like, "This guy's, we don't want anything to do with him." Yeah. So they censured him, and we get the word McCarthyism nowadays,
which essentially, in the definition of McCarthyism, is essentially what, going after people baselessly.
That's right. Yeah,
with fervor and
and malice.
Yeah,
with fervor and malice.
So actually, one detail that's not in the book, but the Joe McCarthy's protege was Roy Cohn.
Yeah,
and he's eventually turns up as Trump's lawyer, and there's a line there that connects.
Well, and if you don't know anything about Roy Cohn, it would behoove you to do a little research on that.
There's a couple of great documentaries about the, let's just say, the easiest way to put it, the contradictions of that man.
Yes. To put it lightly.
He doesn't get any mention in our book because he's not Wisconsin. He's not from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I have to throw that in there. Yeah.
Doug Haynes is our guest. He's an author, and he's out with a new coloring book called Wisconsin GOP History, a coloring book. moving on to we go from Joe McCarthy to Dick Cheney in 2003. UW alumnus Dick Cheney worked for multiple presidents. Eventually, he rose to the vice presidency, where his influence over President George W. Bush was enormous.
So he's on campus during the kind of the turmoil years of anti-Vietnam protest on the UW campus. And but not on that side. He was kind of taking the, I think that was, he staunch Republican from the beginning. He kind of moved into Nixon's orbit, and I have him pictured with Henry Kissinger and Roger Stone and his new circle. I depict Dick Cheney with a kind of octopus arms because he had his tentacles into everything. Yeah.
Dick was a busy guy.
Yeah.
We've got Halliburton, we've got Gitmo, we've got Iraq, we've got the Abu Ghraib and the enemy combatants. That's like, there's a bit of him tearing up the Bill of Rights and with one of his tentacles. And
what's so interesting when we look at today now, again, Dick Cheney, a stalwart of the Republican Party, one of the elder statesmen, his daughter, Liz Cheney, who was in office for ages, and the Republicans have rejected her now because she rejected Donald Trump.
She's a rhino.
Yeah, she's now she's a Republican in name only.
So actually, I have Liz Cheney in the stroller right on Bascom Hill in that page with Dick Cheney. And then, of course, I have the next page has Dick Cheney with a new heart because he came out in support of gay marriage and he opposed Trump. So he also had an actual new heart because he had like 5 heart attacks.
Doug, we're coming up against the break. Can you stick with us just for a couple of more minutes?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Wonderful. Doug Haynes is here, author of Wisconsin GOP History, A Coloring Book. We'll be right back. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board. Always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We're very happy to continue our conversation with our guest. Author Doug Haynes is here out with a new book called GOP, The Coloring Book, and kind of the history of the Republican Party, which started in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're up to 2012, 2024, and the gerrymandered maps. This was a big turning point in Wisconsin, wasn't it?
So this happened for too long, right? I mean, it was just frustrating to have all these maps. So I depicted something of a map folder that could make turn our you folded it just right so that the blue is all hidden and the red's only showing, and it ends up looking like an elephant.
No matter how you fold it,
yeah,
no matter how you fold it, you're gonna have a Republican majority district.
So I remember, I'm old enough to remember people actually folded maps and didn't, have phones to look up the roads. And that was always like an argument among spouses. It's like, how do you fold the map? And so that was kind of a play on that, if you're old enough to remember.
Also on the page, it says the 2011 gerrymander was made in secret without any input from Democrats. The maps gave Republicans a supermajority in the legislature, despite equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans. Our friend and colleague Todd Alba, who follows us after the noon news from noon to 2 p.m. across the network, was working for a Republican state lawmaker at that time, and he saw what was happening behind closed doors and the glee with which some lawmakers were making sure it would be harder for certain people to vote. And that's when he left the Republican Party, and he was a Republican for 30 years.
Well, I sure hope that Republicans will take a look at this book and kind of, I mean, Republicans are kind of nostalgic in a way, and they have this penchant for nostalgia. And if we look at the actual history, there's a lot of good stuff back there, but it's not kind of what they might think or where they are at now. Is they need to kind of change their headspace, maybe.
And look back at history.
Yeah. It's a fascinating history, and that was really, it drew me in as I was researching this. One thing I'll say is, like I said, I'm old enough to remember stuff, and the latter half of the book really is drawn from memory. There wasn't so much that I needed to research other than to check my facts, but
right.
I kind of lived this. I'm a native of Madison, and I've been through a lot. I was a member of a union during the
Act 10.
Act 10, yeah. And we were out there around the Capitol with the palm trees. And
and if you don't know what Doug is referencing, because I will never forget this, it wasn't Hannity. It was, who was the, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, him.
Bill O'Reilly ran a clip on Fox News, which gets millions of millions in views, and allegedly showed protesters being violent during the Act 10 protests in Madison, and there were palm trees in the background, and these were going on. The protests were happening in February in Wisconsin, and we all know the palm trees proliferate here, especially coming out of winter.
Especially around the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Along the square.
That's a whole,
oh my gosh,
the whole ring of
the
palms.
The soil is so rich.
Yeah, it was a peaceful protest. We had my daughter, who was in fourth grade that time, she came along with us.
And I mean, there was singing, there was, you know, from what I recall, there were a few bad actors, unfortunately. There were a few bad actors. There were some naughty things that were left behind in the Capitol.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I know. But it wasn't the billions and billions and billions of dollars of damage that had been kind of alleged.
Yeah.
They had the temerity to go sing there. The Capitol, they were like these singers that sang in the Capitol regularly.
Yeah.
And they tried to roast them out because of something. I don't know.
Well, and that prompted Scott Walker's award-winning novel, Unintimidated. Because he was so brave.
I have a picture in the book of him on the phone with a blogger that's the fake Coke blogger.
I forgot about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody pretended to be one of the Koch brothers, and they were talking about stirring up trouble and planting troublemakers intentionally. We got a couple of minutes left, Doug. Let's talk about the final page that we're going to be able to talk about is 2017, and it's about Foxconn.
All right, so Foxconn, that's a special kind of grift. I mean, we've basically privatized the gain and is pushed the risk to public and I mean, this was kind of in the final days where Walker's trying to get himself reelected and his kind of failed pledge to bring a lot of jobs to Wisconsin. He hoped that this was the Hail Mary, I guess, but they kind of, you know, created this thing that was pretty vacant and didn't end up making jobs. But actually, Donald Trump called it the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah.
I remember that so well. wasn't Paul Ryan there when they did the
everybody that
could glom onto this was there with a golden shovel.
Yep.
Trump was there. And this is going to be transformative and make Wisconsin a tech hub and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, there were lots of grandiose promises that were made with that deal that never came to pass.
Nope. But luckily now that land's being used by Microsoft eventually.
Yes.
Yeah. So the book goes beyond the Foxconn. It ends kind of, it goes toward, it has Ron Johnson's treason. It has, you know, the January 6th hearings. It kind of winds up with what we have in the way of bipartisanship, which is we're all in support of the Christmas tree at the Capitol. beyond that, I think your viewers would enjoy this book. And
well, you got to check it out. It's called Wisconsin GOP History, a coloring book. You can find it at artcoloringbook.com. Mm-hmm. And we will put that link in our show notes if you want to follow up on that. And graduation gift.
Oh, yeah. Christmas gift.
Christmas presents. You can start shopping early. Again, it's artcoloringbook.com. If you want to check out Wisconsin GOP History, a coloring book. The author, Doug Haines, has been our guest. Do you have any other projects coming up that we should be on the lookout for, Doug?
Well, this will keep me busy for a while, but I've already sketched 100 sketches of the Humanities Building on the UW campus. And eventually, I hope to publish that as a book.
Fascinating. Wonderful little historical tidbits you might not have been aware of. Check it out. We'll put the link in our show notes. Thank you so very much, Doug. News is coming up next. And when we return, a California guy update. I highly encourage you to stick around. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. We are coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. You can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just want to remind you, if you're making plans for the weekend, make a plan to join me this Saturday at the wonderful Waukesha Farmers Market right along the river in downtown Waukesha. Look for the WAUK Civic Media tent. We will be down there. We have a friend who's setting up, and I should be out there from 9 to about 11:30 this coming Saturday morning. You can register to win a bicycle. And if you want to have a longer chat than we're able to do on the air, I encourage you to come by. I mean that with all sincerity. I want to find out where you are and what you're thinking about.
I'm right here.
If you like the show. Speaking of farmers markets, Angie from Monroe texted in. She's listening in Madison on WMDX. Angie says, yesterday I went by our farmers market. There was a group there with pamphlets about not being pro-choice. So I ran to the dollar store and I stood next to them all day. Now I keep a sign in my car just in case. Her sign says, our grandmothers fought this fight. Our granddaughters, mothers, sisters, aunts deserve to choose.
Darn right.
Some good trouble out there, Angie. Thank you for that. All right, we want to do a little California guy update because we haven't talked to him, it feels like, in ages.
Feels like a while
now. It does feel like a while. A super PAC that has spent more than $220,000 on digital ads was almost entirely funded by Eric Hovde's brother.
What?
According to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, Steve Hovde gave $1 million to the Fix Washington Political Action Committee just days after it was created in February. Of course, when Hovde ran in 2012, his brother donated the maximum federal contribution of $5,000. But again, he's bumped that up to $1 million. You can do that. You can't give $1 million directly to a candidate, but you can give it to a super PAC, which is a whole nother scam.
I mean, honestly, one day we need to have like a review. Citizens United, answer your questions.
That would be great.
Yeah.
It really would. And I noticed I was getting dinner ready last night, and they always do these during the local news hours.
Yeah.
Because that's really when I only the only time I watch broadcast television because I'm an old person. I watch from 5 to 6. And this ad comes up with a woman's voice. Tammy Baldwin is a hypocrite. I did a spit take and burst out laughing. She is, what did they accuse her of? They accused Tammy Baldwin of jetting to a fundraiser during the COVID lockdown and then jetting back to Washington to be with her girlfriend. Ew.
They're trying so hard.
They really are trying a lot of different angles, the Hovde campaign.
And like this angle of, you know, the snarky negative attack ad, especially during a primary. I know that Eric has no opponents. They're probably, I mean, the primary is a foregone conclusion.
Pretty much.
But this whole thing of like, we're going to hire a person with this voice to talk about how this person is terrible because I sound like this.
Well, there's got to be people who only do political voice work.
Yeah.
Just because of those qualities.
Could you imagine if that was their only tone of voice too? I'd like a number one, please, with a large fry.
In all aspects of their life.
Exactly. I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your aunt. She seemed lovely.
We do have a couple clips.
Yes. Yes, so...
Would you like to set these up, Greg Buck?
Absolutely. So, Eric Hovde, a California landowner that he is, he's been running ads since really the beginning. And I would say with a definite 2 out of 10 effective rating. Because the first one was just him walking down the street.
That's right.
And kind of giving like, I'm Eric Hovde. You remember me from 2012
and
losing?
I'm a Wisconsin guy. Or he didn't know. Is that the one? He didn't even mention Wisconsin, I think, in the first ad that he ran.
In the first ad he did, he never mentioned Wisconsin.
Yep.
And then the next ad was the sitting in a frozen lake. It wasn't so much an ad. It wasn't an ad, I shouldn't say. To be fair, it was not an ad. It was just like a TikTok video. But to try to gain that, you know, that common man ground that, you know, all people try to do by sitting in a frozen lake.
In front of my mansion.
As prescribed by doctors.
Yeah. And then the next one was the axe throwing.
Axe throwing. The next one after that was his wife telling us how much of a Wisconsinite he is. And since then, it's been now the basic fare. Well, he released 2 very short ads, 15 seconds on, and I saw them both on Twitter.
So these are part of the digital package.
The
packs are buying.
So can we run the first one, please? That one, I believe, is having to do with mud.
Time to clean out the swamp in D.C.
Okay, so that ad.
What is the visual on that?
The visual is him sitting in a, basically a plow truck. Like an industrial, like construction plow truck.
Okay.
And he's driving it a little bit, and he's talking about cleaning out the swamp in Washington. A very topical take on Washington, very popular with Donald Trump, who, by the way, just as an aside, never cleaned out the swamp. And then he opens the door up and he says, time to clean out the swamp in Washington. He's driving this big vehicle over an empty, muddy field. So the visual really connects with the words.
So he's not actually in a swamp.
He's not in a swamp. He's cleaning nothing. He's not wearing waders. He's in jeans and a button-down shirt and talking about how he wants to clear out the swamp while in an empty field with no one around him, by the way. And it looks like he's destroyed that field. So that's one. That's a 15-second ad in which he doesn't talk for 12 of those seconds.
Yeah, he's just riding in his truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we got a second ad from him, once again, telling us how much he loves and is from Wisconsin. Cal, can you play that one?
Senator Baldwin says, I'm not from Wisconsin, but this was my childhood home where I've had my business for 20 years. I'm a fourth generation Wisconsinite. If Senator Baldwin's not going to be honest with you about where I'm from, what makes you think she'll be honest with you about anything?
Okay, a couple things. Has the Baldwin campaign ever said he's not from Wisconsin?
I highly doubt it.
I mean, he was born here.
He was born.
And he went to UW-Madison.
He was born here. He was raised here. He went to UW-Madison. And then he, like a lot of people, went off and, you know, found their fortune, found their success, found their path. I am not begrudging anybody that pathway or that journey or that story. This is my only problem. Eric Hovde, are you listening? I thought you were. Eric Hovde, fire your communications director.
No.
It's all wrong.
No, keep doing what you're doing, Eric. You are on the right path, Eric Hovde. Don't get rid of your comms director. He's spot on.
Don't listen. Or she. Don't be a sexist.
It could be.
Jane's a terrible at, like, you know, hypnotism. This whole thing of, like, just trying. He's spending so much time trying to convince us that he's from Wisconsin, that he's of Wisconsin, and that Tammy Baldwin is terrible. I still have very little knowledge of what he stands for as a policy. He keeps on making mistakes, and he keeps on saying things that just get the stuffing kicked out of him. But yet he's not sitting here saying, like, I believe in a strong business policy that puts business first because business is what builds this company.
Or here's what I'm going to do on behalf of small businesses.
Yes.
Or give me a policy, anything.
I believe that we need more opportunities for family. We need that. You know, I could write 10 digital commercials for you that you would never even talk about that you're from Wisconsin. You just talk about Wisconsin. Don't make them believe you. Just believe it yourself. That's the thing is, Eric Covey, do you think you're from Wisconsin? Just because I'm like a sixth generation Wisconsinite. I don't talk about being from Wisconsin as much as you do.
Because you don't have to prove your bona fides.
I don't have to prove. I have my bona fides right here. Look at this. Do I look like I've ever turned away all-you-can-eat fish fry? No, I'm from Wisconsin.
But Sherry on the live stream kind of says the same thing. Why can't they just talk about what they're planning to do? You're absolutely right, Sherry, but that's because they don't have any plans.
No, they do.
There's no platform. But it's fear-mongering and scare tactics.
It's also sleight of hand. It's the scaremongering through sleight of hand. Look over there, the boogie monster's over there.
Yep.
And as we know, as they're doing that, then they're making sure that their buddies get tax breaks and we do not. So, and I'm going to say something controversial. I know Jane's not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what you need to do, Eric Hovde, with your narrative? Embrace it. You are a person who was born in this state. You were raised in this state. You were educated. Oh, by the way, in a public education university, the UW-Wisconsin and Madison, public education. You were educated here. You went off and you found your fortune thanks to your dad, but also you come back home to where you can do the most good. You could make it so you never have to defend your California position ever again by saying it once, grabbing the message, instead of going, I'm from California. I like icy lakes and throwing things that are sharp.
Okay, Hovde campaign. Greg gave you terrible advice. That's terrible advice. You stick with your comms people you have right now. They can't miss. This is a winning strategy. I highly encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. It's so effective. It's just so effective. And the more he talks,
Greg
Bach, the better and better it gets. He did an interview this week when he was asked about if there's too much money in politics. And the guy who donated, what, $9 million to his own campaign?
$8 million.
$8 million, and whose brother just donated $1 million to his campaign. When asked about if there's too much money in politics, Eric Hovde said, 100%, it's disgusting.
When you donate $10 million, when you get to $10 million, it's disgusting.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's $10
million. So anything beyond $100 million is fine.
Yeah.
Our politics, according to Eric Hovde, has way too much money in it, and it's distorting things. And I think fundamentally that is one of the problems in Washington, D.C. Everybody is bought off at some level. I think I found something on which I agree. There's too much money in politics.
There's too much
outside money in politics.
Hey, L.A. Tom, how would you, if you're listening right now, Eric Hovde agrees with you. Get money out of politics. Let them speak for themselves. You know, it's just. Oh, I kind of feel bad for the GOP. They have such a bad candidate. He's just not
with a winning message, Greg Bach.
you know, if your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa's going in that funeral and into the funeral home, it's not a care facility. It's a funeral home, because they'll be gone soon. He has made so many missteps and just saying what I think is exactly on his mind.
One wonders.
Yeah.
One really wonders. He was asked about his comments on people in nursing homes, where he essentially said people in nursing homes don't have the faculties to vote because they're pretty much going to die in 5 months anyway.
Yes.
Avdi mostly defends those statements. He says elderly people in nursing homes and assisted care facilities are being taken advantage of. He also expressed belief that between assisted living and hospice, his statement was not inaccurate. So essentially he's saying, yeah, you're too old and feeble. You shouldn't be allowed to vote.
No.
And we're going to make that decision for you.
Yeah. And they love taking away the bodily autonomy, the voting autonomy of people. They're all about freedom, aren't they, Jane?
They absolutely are.
They love freedom and let freedom ring as long as you are a rich man.
If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Speaking of attack ads, Greg Bach, we're going to revisit a couple of attack ads aimed at Senator Tammy Baldwin. Ooh, ouch. They're harsh. Don't go away. Those are next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sicker than the rest, there is no test, but this is what you're craving.
Morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvinator on the board. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Encourage you to download the Civic Media app. You can get it free wherever you get your apps. And that allows you to call and text directly from the app into the show that you're listening to, wherever it is across the Civic Media Network. And then we have that big statewide text-to-win contest that's starting on Monday. You could win some really, really nice prizes, but you're going to have to text in from the app. So if you want to do that, I would encourage you to do that. We're having kind of an internal competition among hosts to see who gets the most texts. I know we're going to do great.
All right.
I feel very confident.
Very confident.
Very confident.
Do you guys feel confident? Jane does.
We're going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to be great. We're going to be great. All right. We've been talking about Eric Hovde splashing out for some new digital ads that essentially say nothing. One of them is him driving some big truck through a field, talking about draining the swamp. That's the only thing he says, which, as Calvin pointed out, Trump never even mentions. Does he even mention that anymore?
No.
Draining the swamp? Is that not a thing?
He actually even said in at a rally, it was stupid. I shouldn't have said it. I didn't like it. But he said it, and it caught on. They loved it, so he just wouldn't shut up. And then finally he was like,
Well, we'll let that go.
Yeah.
Apparently it's been drained. Everything's fine.
Just really quick here, to answer Sherry's question on the live stream, she said, text here or the app. You got to download the app,
yep.
Sherry.
Yep.
You text through the app. You can't win through the live stream, and you can't win by calling.
No.
And you can't win by texting from your phone number. I know it sounds not to be
kind. It's got to go through the app.
You got to open the app up. Text through the app to our station during our show and only our show. I'm just kidding. You can text whenever you want, whenever the contest is happening.
It is a great thing, though. It's going to go on for 2 weeks. So that starts on Monday, coming up at 7 a.m. So make sure you get the Civic Media app downloaded before then. It is absolutely free. Mm-hmm. Back to the Eric Hovde ads. And we've been kind of having a little fun at his comms director.
I'm trying to be helpful.
I know you are. But I do think there have been a couple ads that we have been privy to, Greg Bach, that are pretty effective.
I would actually say we're lucky to be part of their orbit. I don't hear this. I've heard it on other shows on civic media, but we're the first ones to premiere these.
Usually.
And I don't hear them anywhere else on radio or television or the print media.
I'm not sure why this message isn't being spread more widely, because I think it would have a lot more impact for the Hovde campaign. But we've aired these a couple times, but not everybody has had a chance to hear them. So, Calvin, let's play that first completely real and totally legitimate attack ad.
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf? We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin. You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Now, that was the first completely real, totally legitimate attack ad from the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC.
Yeah.
Which, again, Hovde comms director, you should look to this. You should work with this Super PAC, maybe.
I think
to direct your messaging, because
maybe someone from that Super PAC should call their offices.
That could be fun.
And give them some advice.
Oh, there. No.
I mean, it worked for Scott Walker and the Koch brothers. Why not us?
We have a second completely real, totally legitimate attack ad. Take a listen to this one.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
Well, that's bold.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
That was the second really devastating.
I felt it.
I know, right? Just right to the core.
I mean, let me tell you something. I just want to say, as a person who works in audio sound, this is really well done.
What an incredible mixing job.
I know. Whoever did that.
All those elements that have to be...
Calvin, can you and I, as board op slash producers, just take a moment? Whomever did that, just...
Wow, it's award.
I'm the only one clapping, by the way. Okay, cool.
Award-winning.
Thanks, Calvin.
Award-winning.
Big ups to you.
Tony Zimmerman on the live stream says, I blame the lamestream media for not spreading this totally legitimate message. Tony, you're so right.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all.
You're so, so right. Well, maybe it's where if the Super PAC doesn't make a buy, people aren't just going to run it. They have to actually make an advertising.
They make bulk buys too. Bulk buys. Like there might actually be like another commercial or two more commercials. We don't know.
Well, and if you want to listen to all three, I believe there are three. They can find them somewhere
on SoundCloud. We have a SoundCloud website. I will post the page on there today, and you can listen to all three of the ads and any other ads that might come our way via. Empty, dark parking lots at midnight with tall people in trench coats and fedoras.
There could be a new attack ad tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I know. That's the rumor anyway. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. All right. Thank you so much to Calvin and to Greg and to our engineering team. You make everything work. Without you, everything is a disaster. Thank you so very much. And thank you most of all to all of you, to you for texting and for calling and for listening. It means the absolute world. I hope you find some joy today. Get outside and you get the chance to spread it. Stay with us. News is coming up next, and then Todd Alba right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.